Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, we've all heard about those polls that show how stupid Americans are. You know the ones where like 80% of Americans believe the separation of powers is how Simon Cowell and Paula Abdul operate on American Idol? Well, this week we heard a pretty good one. It turns out that Americans had a harder time naming Supreme Court justices than they did naming what?
I believe that was the Seven Dwarfs.
That's right.
You know, and I don't get that. I mean, there's Roberts, and there's Alito, and there's Dopey, and Grumpy. Who am I missing?
Crazy.
Yeah, we were just saying the great thing about the Seven Dwarfs is they never change. They never add new dwarfs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can get them down. Yeah. There's always new vitamins. There's new planets. There's new dinosaurs. There's new parts of speech, but the Seven Dwarves are the Seven Dwarves.
I mean, you can count on that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lifetime appointment.
That's right.
And so in defense of Americans, that's why we know them.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point.
We trust our dwarves.
Right.
Everybody knew Sleepy was the swing dwarf.
That's right.
You know, I'll tell you something. I liked the movie Snow White, but as a person, there's a point where
as opposed to as a rutabaga.
There's a point where she's sweeping, and they lift the rug and sweep the dirt under the rug, and I just can't tolerate that. You know, it's not the kind of thing. Cinderella, I certainly don't admire, but she wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Well, no telling what they swept under the rug. Those seven guys, one girl.
Seven confirmed bachelors.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't all dopey.
Yeah.
You know, there was actually another poll this week, too, that found fewer Americans could name the three branches of government than can name all three stooges.
I see no shame in that. If they put the three branches of government on a necktie or a keychain, then, you know, I'll memorize them.
The relations between the three branches of government are very similar to those between the
Yeah, if every once in a while the White House would run a saw across Congress's head, you know.
Well, I think Mo got smacked down today, didn't he?
Paula, the folks selling Hummers are trying to appeal to a new group of customers, people who would best be described as what?
Old ladies.
Some of them are old ladies, but it's a more specific group they're trying to appeal to.
Tough old broads.
Here's a hint. They've already announced the special H3 Stamberg edition.
Collectors? I don't know what a Stamberg edition is.
Let's try this again.
Yeah. H3 Stamberg.
Here's a hint.
Yeah.
They've already announced the special H3 Totenberg edition.
Ah, there you go.
NPR listeners?
Yes. Yes,
I nailed that one, didn't I?
Yeah. Well done.
How do you aim Hummers at NPR listeners? I mean,
about 35 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedal to the metal and go.
Yeah.
That was the old Hummer, people. This is the H3 we're talking about, which they describe as an approachable vehicle that will appeal to introverts, extroverts, vegans, and carnivores. In one ad for the new H3, a man is embarrassed when someone sees him buying tofu. So he leaves the store and heads straight to the Hummer dealership, where he gets his manhood back by purchasing an H3. Of course, with gas prices being as they are, he eventually ends up living in his car, which is way less embarrassing than buying tofu. Oh.
And it runs on cellulite. I always thought that would be a great
That would be a great thing.
If you, yeah, because people want to lose it and a lot of it around.
I'd never have to pull over. Just drive, 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 drive. Kids, you want a hand mommy some more Pop-Tarts? We'll be in Massachusetts by morning.